Coming up this weekend, of course, it's Easter weekend, and the Easter egg hunt here is in Northfield. We've got a couple of guys that'll be somewhat involved in that. The VFW puts it on, of course, every year. They are the sponsors of it, but we've got some folks from the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue with us right now. We're also going to talk about the food drive, which is coming up the following week. That's, I guess, the main reason why we have you here. We have a Captain Andrew Tussing with us, along with Tommy Mulligan. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having us, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
And you are a newly minted captain, I understand, Andrew.
That's correct. Yep, ever since December, kind of took over that and learning a lot of new things, so it's been fun.
Boy, that role, is it quite a bit of change? Did you know what was coming?
Yeah, there's a lot more regulation stuff with licensing, you know, that we're a licensed ambulance and everything like that, so it's a lot of learning of that. But it's been fun, you know. It's learning something new is always a good thing.
All right. Let's talk about, first of all, tomorrow. Well, we've been in contact with the VFW, and the weather, you know, it seems like every Easter this time of year is going to be kind of iffy, and tomorrow is going to be a big if. Hopefully we'll be able to get that in, but we might have some inclement weather. They're going to contact KYMN Radio, and we'll make the announcement one way or the other, whether it's on or off tomorrow morning. Hopefully it'll go on, but you guys get you play a special role in that as well.
We do. When you drive up, you'd think that the rescue squad's putting it on because you see a big blue truck sitting there, you know, but the VFW has been doing this for 72 years now. It's a really good thing. Any kid, you know, 12 to infant, can come out and search for some eggs on the old main hill there.
And I know that the rescue squad has had a special relationship for most of that 72 years with the VFW. They have donated and raised funds for you for, oh boy, and way, way longer than I've been in town. So it's a good relationship.
Yeah, it is. You know, they've been a part of every single rescue truck we've ever had, and we really appreciate that. You know, that's a big part of helping out this community, and we really like that.
I would like, now, do either one of you have kids that age, the Easter egg hunt age?
I do. I got two little girls at home, yeah.
That's, you know, it's been a number of years since I have witnessed an Easter egg hunt, but I always was just amazed, you know, to get a, especially if you get a nice day out there, the kids out there, wow, man, like the horn blows and they are off and running. It's always quite the spectacle.
Yes, it is, it is.
Let's talk about the thing that's happening next weekend, though. That's why we have you here, really, is you have the food drive, which is going on. And, boy, it's Tommy, we've had you in, I don't know how many years now, talking about that. And again this year. And what are the goals this year?
Well, I've been organizing it for 9 years. But and obviously, we look to collect as much as food as possible for the Community Action Center and the Norfolk Food Shelf there. So our whole process is we get groups of volunteers to go with a fire truck in different areas of the town and go around door to door collecting food.
You know, for the whole, has it changed really much? You're now Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service. Has that changed do you have more guys doing it now? Do you go into a wider audience or go to a wider area?
No, we're still in doing the city limits, mm-hmm. You know, as far as the NAFRs is, you know, concerned. That nothing on the department has really changed that much, you know, personnel-wise or anything. We got a board now instead mm-hmm. of, you know, one entity, I guess.
All right. Well, you still get, it's still kind of all hands on deck. You got most of the guys out there collecting food, don't you?
Yeah, we'll have a lot of the firefighters there to go with different groups of volunteers, and that is another thing that makes the food drive a success is the volunteers. You know, we can, from year to year, some years we have more volunteers than others, and you do notice a little bit of a difference in the collection. So where if anyone wants to come help out, meet at the fire station on April 7th at 9 a.m. We won't turn you away. We just ask if you have kids that if you could be available to kind of help transport them around.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's what we really need. We can only fit so many kids in the fire trucks, but we do try to get all the kids that volunteer to help, you know, ride in the fire trucks.
Now, how does that go? You just go door to door?
Yeah, well, we run five trucks. Mm-hmm. And it's basically the city snowplow route. So one truck takes a certain section of town, and another truck takes that. And we just drop kids off at one end of a street, and we'll pick them up at the other end and go door to door. Now, they can, there will be an ad, or there is an ad in the Northfield paper if you'd like to donate, but you're not going to be around in the morning from 9 to about 11:30. You can leave the food on your front doorstep, and we'll come pick it up.
All right. Now, can people donate cash if they'd like?
Cash is great.
Cash is good. I know the food shelf has some pretty good buying power. Yep. With each for each dollar you give, they can get a lot of food for that, much more than most people can at the grocery store. So, and checks are easier to carry than a box full of cans.
they definitely, checks and cash work. So,
so either way, it's a wonderful thing, and the food shelves need to be, I mean, it's such an ongoing, we had some folks from the food shelf in yesterday from the CAC to talk about that. It's just an ongoing need. You know, you need to do that every month, every week. I mean, people are going in all the time, so we think about it at certain times a year, and but the need is there 365 days a year.
Yeah, I think last year we collected about 3,800 pounds of food for the food shelf, and we've had some years where it's been close to 5,000, so we're hoping for that this year, obviously.
That's over 2 tons.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of food. That'll feed a lot of people for a while. All right. And other than that, let's talk about just how things are going with you guys in general. Anything else going on with the Rescue Squad or Northfield Area Fire and Rescue you'd like to mention?
We're currently, obviously, trying to raise funds for our new Rescue Squad truck. So we're taking donations for that. Anything we get, we appreciate. Again, the VFW has been a huge partner in that. We really appreciate that. Let's see what else. It's coming up on grass fire season here, so, you know, if you're burning your brush, don't leave it unattended, especially if it's windy out, because we can get real busy when it's dry right out there right now, so that's one thing to be conscious of as well.
Yeah, you know, even if we have quite a bit of rain in the spring, you still have all the dead grass and dead everything from last year lying around, so that can go pretty quick. It dry out pretty quick. So,
oh, yeah.
Don't take long.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to mention before you we let you go?
I think that about wrapped it up.
All right. Oh. Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That's Andrew Tussing and Tommy Mulligan from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, the Rescue Squad, once again putting on a week from tomorrow their food drive. So give and give generous, and if you can't be there, leave some food or a check or something on your doorstep, and they'll collect that and put it to a good cause.